Good morning, team. It's always so great to get together with you guys. People, you know, some of you are on the East Coast, some on the West Coast, some in the middle. But anyway, great to get together and work together and uplift each other and encourage each other because, you know, we talk about this inch by inch at the cinch. And today we are going to review our homework assignments from last week. And then we're going to discuss setting goals and action plans for the second quarter. Here we go, heading into second quarter already, April, May, and June. And, you know, we are the CEO of our own business, and to have business objectives and then turn those into goals and then turn those into action plans and then get those broke down into little, you know, daily things that we can do and get them into our day timer so that they happen. And, you know, I know it's easy for Jack and I to, if we don't keep those little things right in front of us, it's easy to get off track. And there's so many things happening in life. So that's what we're going to discuss today. And I know a lot of our team is doing other things like having active wellness events, which is super, and birthdays and just all kinds of awesome stuff. But I'm glad you guys are on the call with us today. And so maybe let's first, we're going to talk about some of these homework items that we had. So hopefully you saw the email. Ruth Lowe had recommended that I send out the homework at least more than once, so I did a couple times this week. So I will briefly go over it because I want to have lots of time to talk about the, you know, setting goals for the second quarter and turning into action items. But our homework for this last week was to read Chapter 9 in GoPro, The 7 Steps to Becoming a Network Marketing Professional, and it was skill number 6, helping your new distributor get started right.
GoPro is by Eric Worre.
Right, right, and I have the link on there. You can get it for free. You just need to pay the shipping, which I think is only $6.95, and you get the audio book and the paperback book. And our second part of the homework, which we've had running here for, I think, about a month, is to, you know, invite 10 people every week. You can text, call, or invite in person. Start an entrepreneur club, either as the A or B. Invite people onto the Saturday Action Workshop and set up your local calendar of events, or at least start working on the local calendar of events for second quarter. So you have things to not only for yourself to invite people to, but as you bring people onto your team that they have, and they can be online events, they can be local events, in-homes, lunch and learns. And then the last homework item was to promote Orlando because that's coming up here really fast, April 27th through 30th. So first let's just talk about the first one, the Chapter 9 in GoPro, which is actually skill number 6, helping your new distributor get started right. And does anyone, if you got to read that, do you have comments or ideas that you learned from reading that? So how do they star 5 to speak?
Yeah, star 5. Anybody's read that?
And, yeah, so raise your hand, star 5, and I'm going to talk while you guys are thinking about sharing. So it's a very short chapter, and about getting people started right, a couple of the things that really impressed me are, yeah, we want to meet with our people right away, and we want to, you know, sit down with them and even more in-depth about what they want to achieve, and but not promising that we're going to do it for them. You know, we're going to work with them, but, you know, it's up to them whether they're going to succeed or not. We're going to teach them. We're going to show them. But don't do that promising that you're going to do everything for them. Because, you know, ultimately, as all of you guys know, if it's to be, it's up to me. Your sponsor can help you. Your upline will help you. Your mentors will help you. But you still have to do the work. And so that's pretty important, you know, that people kind of understand that going into it. And then to have like a getting started checklist that you can go over with them. And what he has here in the book, what Eric Worre has in the book, were 5 points, so I'll just do those briefly. Does anybody, did any of you guys read it that would like to comment? Star five? Okay, so I'll continue. Number one is make sure your new distributor is set up with appropriate products. And I'm not going to read the whole thing here because it would take too long, so there's more details about that. Number two, make sure your distributor is set up with appropriate tools, you know, like links and maybe brochures mostly these days we use, we use links that they can send people to. Number three is make sure your new distributor gets connected. Now, that's huge. You know, connect them to their uplines, you know, do some three-way calls with us, with uplines, with Dave Johnson, so they know they have a team. Connect them, like, into the Saturday call. Connect them into your local events or your online events. Or, like, this morning, Stump the Doc. You know, I really love that one. Dave Johnson hosts that. Actually, it's Dr. Ash that does it every Saturday. But people can ask, you know, if they've been in a car accident, what they can do. If they got cold, they've got arthritis, they've got all these things. So, you know, people send in their requests, and Dr. Ash talks about what products could help them, and I really love that. I mean, it's really great that...
Only we don't talk about things by name.
No, and she's really good about that, but, you know, people really like that. Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said arthritis. I should have said achy joints, sore joints. And she's really good about the disclaimers. But, you know, what's great is every time I listen to it, I think about people, oh, yeah, you know, I could talk to this person. I could talk to that person. And if you've got questions, you email them or write on the it's a webinar, so you can chat right on it and send her a question. It's on the royalalliance.com, and then the tab is Royal Alliance Live. And when you do that, there's a drop-down menu. There's two. Yeah. There's the Royal Alliance Live, and there's the Nikan Connection. And so on the Saturday call, it's the Connection, the Nikan Connection. So Jack's giving me a look, but that's right, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you go to...
I was confused.
Yeah, you go to the royalalliance.com, and the tab is confusing because it says Royal Alliance Live. But when you click on it, there's two choices. There's the Live, the Royal Alliance Live Zoom. And then the second one is the Nikan Connection, and it's the second one for Dr. Ash every Saturday at 8 a.m. Pacific time. So anyway, make sure your new distributor gets connected and plugged in. Number four was make sure your new distributor has a basic understanding of the compensation plan, and definitely they don't need to understand the whole thing, especially in the beginning. They just need to know basically how to get to the next step, which in our case is to get to be executive and then moving on towards silver. Ben Woodward just did that. YouTube, I hope you guys all saw it. It's only like 12 and a half minutes long, helping people to understand what they're doing in just really simple terms that, you know, you're finding, you're building a sales team with people, like three people. And anyway, he does a great job of explaining it. So if you haven't seen that yet, be sure to check that out. And then number five is make sure your new distributor has a fundamental understanding of how to invite their prospects to understand more about what they have to offer. And, you know, so that they don't just run out there and talk their heads off and say too much. And so that they understand, you know, how to kind of the professional way to You build a relationship by needs and wants. You invite people to take a look. All the things that GoPro book teaches us. So that's a really great chapter. So you guys, really encourage that you read it and think about, you know, your plan of getting your people started. It's just a few pages. I think it's only like 9 or 10 pages long. So really, really great. And then one of the things we want to do as we work with them is help them make small successes, like help them contact some people, help them, help them show products to people, do some demos, help them get some customers and their new distributor, help them get a check. We talked about this last week, but Eric Worre had given us some figures that people that are in business in network marketing for about 6 months, if they haven't made any check at all, are pretty likely to quit even trying. And so only about 20% hang in there. And if they have a check, and the amazing thing is the stats show that even if they've only earned $1 in their first 6 months, that 74% of them stay on. So, you know, we really want to help our new team members to get a check. So let's talk about the rest of our homework things, which were to invite 10 people or some people to take a look, start an entrepreneurs club, invite people onto this call, work on setting up your calendar events, promote Orlando. So if any of you would like to share some actions that you took towards those goals, and another thing that we could share, you know, all of us, again, Jack and I didn't do all of these things, and I'm thinking, okay, so, you know, I'm looking at each one, why didn't we do it, and how can we make sure we do it in this following week? And one of the things for me is out of sight is out of mind, and I need to have this little chart in front of me to stay on track, so I remember to, work on it a little bit each day. So does anybody have any comments, questions, ahas that they would like to share? And you can, you guys are unmuted. Anybody can just talk. I see Nancy. Nancy, would you like to?
Don't call on me. I followed up with some people, but this week I have not been well, have been hunkered down at home and doing income tax. So it just was sort of a blah week. So sorry.
That happens to all of us, Nancy. And, we've got to kind of have that factored that into our plans. So the weeks that, the weeks things go right, we need to, be able to get them done. But, all of us, I know a lot of everybody, you run into that. There's challenges in the family. That's one of our health challenges. That's one of the really great things about having our own home-based business is we can be more flexible. But, I just thought that I saw your little microphone here. So thank you.
Okay.
But you're great. You do your stuff, and you have your library. You have your weekly. Do you do that once a month? Your monthly.
It's monthly. The energy night, and I go to about 3 different leads groups weekly. But this week it's the pollen, and I have conjunctivitis, and I cannot get out of the house. So I did a lot of stuff on the phone, but I also, my main concentration was getting the taxes done. So,
yep. Well, that's that time of year. So, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
okay.
We appreciate you. So does anybody else have a comment or question that you'd like to at this point? Otherwise, we'll go into our set and goals here. Okay. Here we go. This is pretty exciting. Second quarter, oh my goodness. So next 90 days will be, April, May, and June. We've got a few more days here in March. Let's see, what are we? We're the 25th, and we've got the March 31st. So six more days of March to finish out our first quarter strong and to finish March strong. But, it's important to start thinking about what do you want to accomplish in the next quarter. It's a pretty important quarter because by the time we get to the end of it, we'll be halfway through the year. And I know a lot of you have the goal to be Team Kaizen. We have the goal to be Team Kaizen. And
go to Japan.
Right. But we haven't sponsored a new silver in the first quarter. And, if we all wait till December, it's going to be hard to sponsor 4 silvers. So, and we are the CEO of our own business. Of course, you can set your own goals, set your own action plans. I did send out last night. I emailed out like a template with some ideas on it that you guys can use. You can just fill out my template, or you can do your own. But the first thing I have is, what incentives would you like to achieve or to work on in the second quarter? And so, you know, some of the ideas, some of the things, of course, that's available is the Entrepreneurs Club. And you can do it as a B, because when you do that as a B, you'll go silver, or you'll, if you're already silver and above, it'll strengthen your business. It'll help you to find the people that would like to move on and be silvers. You can do it as an A, to help people on your team go silver. But, you know, really think about that. Do an entrepreneur club. The Paragon is available, the three silvers in three consecutive months, which is pretty cool. Now they have the $1,000 cash bonus. The number three is the Pinnacle Prize, which is developing three front-level platinums.
And that's, or go platinum yourself.
Or go, excuse me, yes, go platinum yourself. I missed that. Thank you, Jack. I mean, that's the big one. It's just go platinum yourself.
If you haven't reached that.
If you haven't
level.
Reached that. And the prize is pretty substantial. It's $2,500 cash. Then Team Kaizen.
And a luxury cruise.
And a luxury cruise, yeah. And then Team Kaizen, which I know some of you on the call are, you know, that's your goal to move towards. And that has the two parts, the 500 QPPV each month, and then developing four front-level silvers in 2017. And so, you know, thinking about, all right, well, what's that going to take to do that? Another goal you might want to have is you might want to rank advance in the next 3 months. And monthly revenue, you might want to, you know, be thinking about how much money you would like to have coming in from your Nikan business. But all of those things, I mean, first you want the big goals, because that's easy to remember and it's easy to focus on. Like, you know, if it's Team Kaizen, you can just remember that. It's easy. It's clear every day. Or if it's that you're going to go to platinum in the next quarter, or you're going to go to gold in the next quarter. I mean, those big goals are easy to keep in mind and to focus on, and everything else kind of flows out of that. But then you start thinking, my next section is, you know, to turn those into action plans. And, you know, what do you need to be doing on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis to accomplish the quarterly, you know, the big quarterly goal that you set for yourself? And then to set up your DMO, which is your daily method of operation, your rhythm of the business, you know, set that up. What are you going to be doing daily, weekly, month, you know, monthly, quarterly, to make sure that you get the results that you want to get? And so the things that we talk about so often, you know, are the, okay, so number of new names added to your database, number of new invites that you're going to invite to take a look. And again, you can call them. Texting is great. You can invite in person. You could Facebook message them, LinkedIn message them. Next one is the appointments that you're going to do per week. And that's another one, a really big one to focus on is, you know, if you're consistent in getting appointments done, that Jordan Adler that wrote Beach Money had been in network marketing. I know we've talked about him quite a few times on this call, but to me, he's very inspirational because he had been in network marketing, I think, like about 10 years without being successful. And
without sponsoring anybody.
Yeah, but maybe without even sponsoring anybody. I mean, he'd quit and then he'd start and then I bet he just hadn't really made any traction at all. And he talked to somebody. Somebody mentored him, and they talked about consistently doing three appointments a week where you talk to people about, you know, the Nikan business and what benefits, if they would be excited about doing that. And he had a full-time job, so what he did is he would do them on his lunch break. He would set appointments by making calls and doing follow-ups, and he would do the appointment. So, but he got really consistent at doing three appointments per week, and within, I don't know, it was less, like, he started getting successful pretty fast towards the end of the first year, I think, and by the end of the second year, he was, like, doing really, really good.
Well, third year, by the end of the third year, he had a partner that...
No, that was in... Yeah, that was a lot sooner than that.
Two years?
Yeah, it was less than 2 years. But his business, by the end of 2 years, it was just really going. And he's just been super, super successful. So anytime you get, you know, discouraged or anything, I recommend you read that book again, because it just shows that we can do it if we're persistent and don't give up. But, you know, that's one of the things you might really want to track, is how many presentations that you do a week. And then, of course, follow-ups. It takes lots of follow-ups and nurturing people. I really like that term. I learned that on the Mompreneurs, on the Eric Worre, the top women entrepreneurs. They like to use the word nurture rather than follow-up. And, you know, however many it takes, I mean, you want to be following up with your customer prospects. You want to be following up with your business lead prospects. You want to be following up with your current customers, with your personal group. If you have breakaways, I mean, there's just always lots of follow-up to be doing. And then you want to know what you intend to achieve out of all those activities. So, you know, how many new customers would you like a week? One a week, two a week, you know, four a month. But have it the intention of customers, and then your new consultants. And then we need to also have the intention of having new executives and new silvers. And so, you know, in the second quarter, in these 3 months that's coming up, really focus on these, having new executives and new silvers. And as we have people coming on to our team, one of the things you're probably wanting to schedule in is, you know, having a getting started session, just like we were talking about today. The sixth skill in the GoPro is getting people started right. And so having a getting started session. And then as you have more people on your team, it's probably having a getting started training on maybe a monthly basis. It could be online, it could be local. And then always, my last one I have down here is promote the next event. And that's step 7 in the Eric Worre book. We want to promote the big events, but of course you want to always promote every event, the next event. It's always the next event, your local events, your in-homes, your webinars. And always promote the next event and always set the next follow-up appointment. So if you've done a coffee shop with somebody, if you talk with somebody on the phone and you're going to send them a link, you always set the next, okay, so you can maybe listen to that by what date, and all right, so let's touch base on, you know, you set a specific time, like Friday, is the morning better, is the evening better, you know, okay, so we're going to talk on Friday at 6 p.m. You go through so that you always have the next follow-up already set. That way you don't have to be chasing people around trying to find them. The same thing with the event. Every event that you do, like if you do an in-home, you promote the next event that's coming up. If you have an active wellness tour event in your area and you're at that, you always have flyers here. You're ready to promote the next event. So always, always promote the next event. And always, every time possible, is set the next appointment. So that's what I have written here on this sheet that I sent to you. And again, you guys can, you know, you can use the one that I set up here. You can rearrange it. I mean, again, you're the CEO of your own business. Pick your own goals and develop your own action plans. But I really recommend that you have them written down and that you have them broken out into those you know, those chunks that you can do daily. Like, you know, are you going to invite one or two people a day? Are you going to, maybe you're going to go to your leads group, you know, once a week and find contacts. And you're going to, maybe you go to the gym and you go swimming and you're going to meet people. I mean, but have these things specifically scheduled out, because it's just so easy. You know, all of us have interruptions. And I think, you know, if we don't get this into our daytimers, it just doesn't happen. And keep it out where you can, you know, see it. And again, that's why it's good to have a mentor, so that, you know, you can go over these things with your mentor and then start thinking about mentoring your own people. Because especially if you are going to be building your business and you're going to be building towards Team Kaizen and developing silvers, you'll want to be mentoring with, you know, one, two, three, four, five people that you mentor with. and that you help them, you know, achieve what they want to. And so this is what's going to really make your business, you know, it's going to make it less easier to achieve your goals. So, you know, let's make this next 90 days really count. Let's really think through it. Think through what actions you need to do to get the goals that you want to have in this second quarter. And I would love to, the homework for this week is that you guys write down your big goal, your big goals, like the incentives that you want to do, like, you know, like if you want to do entrepreneur clubs, if you want to do Paragon or Pinnacle, if you want to get to a new rank, if you want to sponsor like one or two new silvers in the second quarter, what's your big goal? What's your big focus? And then all these daily and weekly actions, you know, flow from it. But write that down. Again, you can use our form or your own form, but write it down and send it to us. Homework before the end of the month, by March 31st. And then next week we're going to have it'll be April 1st, so it'll be celebrate. You know, it'll be celebrate the achievements from March and recognize the new ranks and inspiration and learning from people that are sponsoring and you know the top 10 in our personal group volume leaders. So that's what's next week. So you guys, here we are right down to the end of the call. So does anybody have comments, questions that you would like to ask?
For the group, for each other?
Or any ahas? Or what's your thoughts, you guys? What's your big goal? Do you have a big goal in mind that you want to share for second quarter? What's our big goal, Zach?
Two
silvers?
Silvers.
All right, two silvers towards Team Kryzen. That's definitely going to be our big goal to work towards. And having a lot of people, we had our goal to have 50 people in Orlando, and then it's almost time, you know, start working on the next one, which will be San Antonio in October, and we'd love to have 100 people there. And, of course, our big goal, too, is to help all of you guys achieve your goal. So,
all right,
yeah,
you guys.
It's going to be a great quarter. I mean, a great second quarter, a great April, May, and June.
Thank you for being here, and have a wonderful week. We love and appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
Love you guys, too. Thank you so much.
Love you. You guys are awesome. Totally awesome.
Take care, you guys.
You're awesome.
Yeah.